Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Thank you so much for joining the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. With millions of Americans financing the home of their dreams, with the help of Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. You're going to be a very satisfied customer. All right, we get started today. Do you realize we wake up today and six cities might be having a Super Bowl parade? There's only six cities left that can do it. And yesterday's games, fascinating. Today's intriguing in their own right. We will get to that discussion during the course of the show today. I told you last week, follow along on Twitter. Anthony had another winning day yesterday, gave two out of three winners yesterday, some bonus JK Show playoff picks yesterday. So I'm now two games under 500. How about that? How about that one? Pulling it right back in, getting right back to have a chance to clean up a season where I started out 1-11. So I feel like I'm just getting to the point where I can have that ultimate confidence. We got a national championship game in college football tomorrow. Those are all the things we're going to be talking about today. Think of it this way. The two games last night, the two games today, the national championship game tomorrow night, and plenty of your reactions throughout the course of the day today. I've got reactions to the NFL coaching hires and more, but honestly, that is pretty much going to be our show today. I'm a simple guy, and as you know, whether it's July, whether it's April, whether it's September, we tend to be a football show, almost exclusively football content, you know, dominates the show. So there will be plenty of that. Plus, I made it a tweet yesterday that surprisingly has taken a strange turn. And I will share that with you because I don't know what the social media etiquette is for it. So I will ask you about that during the course of the day today, too. But let's get started with something. If you're the MVP, you're the most valuable player. Right? Now, there's a lot of debate about whether that means most valuable player to your team, most valuable player in the league. I've always believed it to be you're the most valuable player for your team. And then you look at all 32 teams and say, who was the most valuable player for that team? And then you decide there who should be the MVP. In that regard, I had no issue with the talk of Lamar Jackson being the MVP of the National Football League. None at all. Spectacular season. And a fantastic talent, a guy who was just absolutely incredible. But when I would hear people talk about Lamar Jackson, that is where I thought the talk went off the rails. People were talking about Lamar Jackson as if he was the greatest quarterback in the NFL. And honestly, I didn't know if I had him in my top four. If I'm talking about quarterback, most valuable player, gotcha. Believe it, gotcha. Buying in, gotcha. Best quarterback in the NFL? There are a lot of quarterbacks I would take before Lamar Jackson. And we saw last night on display that exact reason. It's one of the reasons why yesterday there were two picks that I made in the game. And this is just, look, I've had so many wrong opinions on the NFL. This doesn't mean this year, as you well know, it doesn't mean my opinion is right just because of how I felt it. But I looked at the Titans and the Ravens and I said, you know what? That Titans defense, they're going to find a way. Mike Vrabel's going to find a way to make Lamar Jackson look ordinary. Did I ever think he'd look that ordinary? No. Do I think Lamar Jackson is completely to blame or he's a bum or anything like that? No, absolutely not. But one thing I think you saw is that there's a game plan to beating Lamar Jackson. And there was a game plan to beating other quarterbacks like him in the history of the NFL that were winning with their legs more than their arms. There was a game plan come playoff time to beat Randall Cunningham. There was a game plan come playoff time to beat Michael Vick. There was a game plan come playoff time to try to beat Cam Newton. Now, Cam tried to make it work more and really was a more accomplished passer. But I knew Lamar Jackson. I was like, everybody was just talking about this blowout. And I was saying all week, if any team can, they're going to make Lamar Jackson beat them with his arm. And I didn't see that happening. And I'll insist to you that unless you're talking about playing the Bengals or playing one of the also-ran teams, the Giants or the Redskins or that in the NFL, Lamar Jackson's not going to beat you with his arm. He's going to have to beat you with his legs. And by the way, this is a second-year quarterback, now a third-year quarterback next year. It's not an indictment on him. It's not a rubber stamp of what he's going to be for his entire career. But if that passing game efficiency doesn't work with him, if you make him throw outside the hash marks, he's horrendous. I mean, he's not mediocre. He's horrendous. He can't throw the ball to the sideline at all. You make him stand in the pocket. You contain him. Hold that edge so he can't get around anywhere, and he has to throw the ball on sideline patterns. He's terrible. One of the worst I think I've seen in the NFL this year. And that's what Tennessee had the personnel to be able to do. And then you saw the 49ers yesterday afternoon. A team with a home playoff game. And I know the stadium was filled, which is interesting because there are many games where it seems as if that stadium just is dull. I thought it was really telling during the game. Coming back from one of the timeouts, Al Michaels was showing the old Candlestick Park, and they were showing video of it from like 6 years ago or something when they last had a playoff game, something along those lines. And they were showing, then they showed the empty lot where Candlestick Park used to be and how it's not even been developed yet and it's just empty land. And he raves about Candlestick Park and all the history of it and the beautiful locale and everything like that. And then all of a sudden he says, and now this stadium. And they show you Levi's Stadium, which honestly, I've for a number one seed in a home game, that didn't seem like there was atmosphere in that building. Or let's put it this way. It didn't come through my television set. But boy, did the 49ers come through my television set. The 49ers were awesome yesterday. Absolutely awesome. And no matter what you want to try to spin to me about Kirk Cousins and how Kirk Cousins doesn't perform at critical times, I think he showed you last week that Kirk Cousins did perform at critical times in New Orleans and did a damn good job of it. So I'm sort of tired of that narrative. He averaged 6 yards of completion. He was terrorized, I think sacked for like 50 yards of losses. And I don't consider him the reason that they were getting sacked. Like I didn't see it as Kirk Cousins not getting rid of the ball, Kirk Cousins not making good decisions. The San Francisco 49ers were terrorizing him. But what I loved was watching a team pass the ball 19 times and run the ball 47 times. That, to me, was just incredible. 2.5 carries for every one pass. That was awesome. The 49ers and Kyle Shanahan just went in with a game plan, and Minnesota was going to have limited possessions. Because every single possession, San Francisco was going to try to move the chains, dink and dunk you down the field of Garoppolo. I don't know. I think I saw it was like 6 or 7 yards of completion yesterday. They didn't put him in a lot of situations where he was in danger of hurting them, and they ran the ball. My buddy Tevin Coleman. Tevin and I did a couple of events last year at Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta. Used to be an Atlanta Falcon. We did a couple of events where we were for Tostitos. And they were like film sessions and previews of the Super Bowl. And fans were able to come out to this live event and ask questions of an NFL player. And I talked to Tevin Coleman and I said, look, you're a free agent. You're going to be going somewhere. Where do you want to go? And I quote to you, Tevin Coleman says, I want to be the man in a playoff game. I said, what would be the number one thing you'd be looking to do? He goes, I want to go to a good team, and I want to be the man in a playoff game. You were the man yesterday, Tevin. 22 carries, over 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. You were the man. You were the man. You got the opportunity you wanted. Having to hear my wife ogle Jimmy Garoppolo is a little bit demeaning to me, but that's okay. He's going to be quite the superstar after this. San Francisco hosting the NFC title game next week. We will find out where the Tennessee Titans are going a little bit later on today. Because the Tennessee Titans will either go to Kansas City, they'll go to Arrowhead, or they'll go to Houston. And I have a thought on that game, and to me, it was the game going into the weekend that I thought would be the biggest blowout of the weekend. The most lopsided game. But hey, as you know, I've been wrong on a lot, so don't take my opinion on anything. Just take it for what it's worth, entertainment value. And then Seattle and Green Bay will be the night game tonight. Starts at like 6:30. Love that. I love that they've shifted the start times of the games too. 3:05 today and 6:30. That's awesome. That's awesome. More people can watch it, and I don't have to stay up till midnight to watch a game. That's perfect. A great weekend.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.